Jy luister na RSG Geldsaake met Money Web Potgooi met gasheer Ryk van die Kerk. RSG Geldsaake met Money Web elke week saam tussen 6 en 7.
Ek het gisteraand met Gavin Kelly van die Padvragvereniging gesels oor die regering se nuwe 11-punt plan om die geweld en ontwrigting in die Suid-Afrikaanse padvervoerbedryf te verminder. Die plan is gister bekend gestel en volg nadat die departemente van arbeid, vervoer, die polisie en binnelandse sake en ook verskeie rolspelers in die padvervoer en logistieke bedryf met mekaar gesels het en met hierdie plan voor in dag gekom het. Nou die padvervoerbedryf word al vir meer as 2 jaar met geweld en die versperring van paaie ontwrig, weens onder meer groot ontevredenheid dat padvervoermaatskappye buitelandse bestuurders in diens neem. Lwazi Khoza is op die lyn, sy is die woordvoerder van die departement van vervoer. Lwazi, thank you so much for joining me. What do you regard from the department's perspective are the core problems in the logistics industry which has led to this violence and disruption?
Thank you very much for having me on MoneyWeb tonight. I think that as singled out by the Department of Employment and Labour, it has been stated that at the core and at the crux of this unrest has been issues that are anchored around labour and the employment of illegal migrants by some practitioners within the trucking industry. And that's what then led us to where we are right now. And that's what the implementation plan, that is the 11-point plan of action adopted by the various stakeholders, is equally anchored on. So it does stem from a labor dispute and the employment of illegal migrants in the trucking sector.
The employment of foreign nationals illegally is the main problem. But do you think this 11-point plan will solve the problem? Because in many ways, it seems as if the government has committed itself to implement existing regulations and legislation. Is there anything new in there that may accelerate the resolution of this problem?
Well, certainly. I believe that with government wanting to instill existing regulation, right, potentially in the past it had been operating in isolation without the buy-in of the trucking industry, without the buy-in of the labor unions. And so therefore we're now coming in with not only a plan that is anchored from existing government regulation, but it's also going to be actioned out by the trucking industry, by unions and everyone that is basically leading within the logistics and freight industry. So being a government that is committed to working alongside various sectors and its people, we believe that we can't do it on our own. So therefore, the buy-in and the election of a task team that is going to ensure that this 11-point plan is actually executed and does see fruition is what I think is different at this point in time than potentially in the past with regulations that are in place but are not acted out because they don't have the buy-in of other affected parties.
What is your expectation from the private sector, the existing operators in this very important industry in South Africa? What is your expectation of them? What do you think they should do to assist with the resolution of this problem?
Firstly, I think that they are to hold one another accountable, right? Because they are the practitioners within this particular field. And so therefore, if they are aware of other companies that are employing illegal migrants within their particular industry, they then have the responsibility to be forthcoming with government and say, look, these are our industry players and these are our industry counterparts and they are breaking the law. And so therefore, in order for everyone to be able to comply with the set out regulations and with the 11-point plan, industry has got the responsibility of being a key role player in ensuring that this does not persist by supporting government and the 11-point plan that they have equally adopted.
But it seems as if the industry is very, very fragmented. We have got the big players who comply with regulations, and then you have a big number of smaller players who do not adhere to the existing regulations. And it is very, very fragmented, not only by size, also geographically. Do you think it's possible for the industry bodies within such an fragmented environment to assist with that?
I definitely do think so. I believe that the challenges that have been expressed by the industry have been felt by both large and small industry players. And so therefore, I believe that even prior to this engagement, all parties were consulted. And so therefore, the industry itself could self-regulate and bring one another on board to ensure that the plan does actually reach fruition. So they potentially could seek into measures that are going to assist them find each other internally as an industry through their regulatory bodies to ensure that what had transpired does not see the light of day again.
Then the Road Freight Association was pretty critical about the point 11 of the plan, and it proposes a private agency to be created to issue operating licenses. They said it's another level of regulation. Why do you think that is important to help with the resolution of the problems?
I guess operating licenses will be able to determine who is operating within that particular industry, who is violating the laws within that particular industry, and then be able to catch those particular people and companies out. So it is a bone of contention. Point number 11, which is basically anchored on the issuing of operating licenses, is a big bone of contention at this point in time, but it is something that both government entities, as well as the trucking industry and workers' unions, are committed to working towards resolving, because it has been stated that there is a need for the dissemination of the introduction of operating licenses. We are now in the stages of negotiating how it is that this will then basically be implemented within that particular industry to equally best regulate that industry again.
Yeah, the Road Freight Association, which is a pretty big stakeholder in this, they even described it as an attempt to capture the industry by government. And those are strong words. How do you respond to that?
Well, government has got no desire to capture any industry. And I think that the trucking industry would definitely be the last industry that we have any desire to capture, because, I mean, it's through the trucking industry that we're able to access the ports and whatever comes through the potentially our coastline back in inland, and not only just in the country, but it does also, some goods do go beyond even the borders of South Africa. And so therefore, government has got no desire in capturing the trucking industry, but government does have a desire to regulate and ensure that those that are operating within the trucking industry are operating within legal confines of this country's law.
Yeah, that will be the challenge, to root out the illegal operators and to formalize the sector. It will be a big challenge. But Lwazi, thank you so much for your time tonight. Dit was Lwazi Khoza, sy is die woordvoerder van die Departement van Vervoer.
Jy het geluister na RSG Geldsaake met Moneyweb Potgoede elke weeksdag om 7 na middag. Vir meer Moneyweb Potgoede, besoek moneyweb.co.za of laai die toepassing af en volg Moneyweb News om dagliks op hoogte te bly.